The Antichrist is on Earth Now, by Tony Alamo, written in 2009. Not one prophet or apostle ever had a lawyer to defend him. They relied completely on the Lord for the defense whenever they were taken into the secular court, as we must, especially in today's lawless courts. How could any powerful saint of God win one round in the secular courtroom with an unsaved lawyer in these days, when the secular, demonic, lawless ones have changed godly laws and even the U.S. Constitution to meet their wicked causes? Then, because they don't obey the law of God or the Constitution, they think that it is nothing to lie, threaten, and bribe witnesses, their families, and loved ones, just as they bribe congressmen and senators with hundreds of millions of dollars to vote for the homosexuals' causes and all Antichrist laws. Conservative talk show hosts are attacking the issues from a stupid, naive angle, which shows they are ignorant and that they are pointing the world in the wrong direction. They are a perfect smokescreen for the Vatican's Roman Catholic Church cult. They are naive. They have no idea that it is their political hierarchy in the cult which is behind all the corruption that is happening in the world today and in the past. God's Word, the Bible, confirms what I am saying. The Vatican, at all costs, wants to keep a false, snow-white image. To do this, they have two divisions. One is a corrupt political division. The other is pseudo-religious, heretical, and very unscriptural. There are hundreds of books written documenting their evil work done for centuries, works that the Catholic Church has done and is currently doing throughout the world and throughout history, even to this day, such as all the world wars and murdering the Jews and fundamental Orthodox, born into the spirit Christians. They have thought to change God's laws. She is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17, verse 5. The church division says they are against free sex, homosexuality, and abortion. Yet the political division is full of homosexuals who cause it to be taught in public schools, which they control. They operate the abortion clinics and made it lawful. They teach the children in public schools to fornicate, and they pass out birth control pills and prophylactics to preteen children. They are the cause of all corruption today. Revelation 17:6 says, "And I saw the woman, the Roman Catholic Church cult, which is the head of the one world government and church cult, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." The Apostle Paul tells us, the Lord will not be coming back to earth until we see these things happening, which are happening now. An evil, earthly, and satanic kingdom, government and religion called the beast, shall rise, whose leader is Satan. This spirit will be living in many human bodies, and he, the entire body of Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High. You are easily able to see this entire world system doing exactly that today, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, God's laws. And they, we who are the saints of the Most High, shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Daniel 7, verse 25. Jesus says, "In your patience, possess ye your souls." Luke 21, verse 19. Why do we need to be patient in these last days of lawlessness? Jesus answers why with the end time signs. Look at them. He said, "Nation shall rise against nation." Is that happening now? Yes. And kingdom against kingdom. Is that happening now? Yes. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse, different places. Is that happening now? Yes. And famines? Yes. And pestilence, which are diseases, sicknesses? Yes. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven? Yes. Luke 21:10-11. there shall be perplexities of nations. Yes, Luke 21:25. And world leaders gone mad, crazy? Yes, Jeremiah 51:7. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons. Has this happened? Yes, being brought before kings and rulers for my, Jesus' name's sake. Yes, the whole world is watching. They can see if we are or are not hypocrites. They watch to see if we really are of God or not. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Yes. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Yes. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Luke 21:12-13, 16-18. In heaven we shall be forever young with a full head of hair eternally. This is why I repeat verse 19. In your patience possess ye your souls. The prophet Daniel says, But the judgment shall sit, because judgment day is at hand, and the judge, God, in his courtroom, shall be in session, seated with the jury, which are we, the saints. And they shall take away his, the lawless one's, dominion, to consume and to destroy it forever. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, which is everywhere, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Daniel 7:26-27. To give you good foreknowledge of how close we are to the second coming of the Lord, the Apostle Paul in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2 explains to the saints who believed the false doctrine that Christ had already come and left them here on earth that it was a demonic attempt to throw their souls. He, by the Holy Spirit, says in 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, in case someone sends them a forged demonic letter, as that day of Christ is at hand. They were believing the Lord's coming was around 2,000 years too early. The time is now at hand. Don't let any man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, sin, the lawless one. Paul is speaking of the corporate body of Satan, the spirit of Satan, living in billions of human bodies. The body of Christ is a corporate body of Christians, fundamental, orthodox, born of the Holy Spirit Christians. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit of Christ, with the Father, which communicates with us by the Spirit, lives in our human bodies. The spirit of the devil living in the human bodies of those who have fallen away from Christ is he who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God. We born of the Spirit Christians are the temple, the body of Christ, but the fallen away former Christians that were once the temple of God are now the body of Satan, showing himself that he and all his followers is God. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. It is as though Satan is saying, God was living in you, but I have overpowered you by making you fear me more than you fear God or hell. So now I'm your God. Jesus says in John 16:4, But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what God withholdeth, delays, so that he, the Antichrist, might be revealed in his time. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 5 and 6. This corporate body's time is now and is very short. Revelations 12:9 says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." The people of the world are shocked to see the things the devil is doing on earth today. It's hard for them to believe it because they are ignorant and don't believe it is the devil. Of course, they don't believe in Jesus or the Father, and they are not born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus is not in their hearts or on their minds, and the fallen away former Christians are now possessions of the devil. The devil lives in them. It is the end of time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he, God, who now, at this time, around 2,000 years ago, letteth, will let the devil work, until he is taken out of the way, which is to happen very soon. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, the coming of Jesus. Question, who will Christ destroy? Verse 9 tells us, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all satanic power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, those who will spend forever in the lake of fire, because they received not the love of the truth, which is Christ, the Word of God, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, which again is Christ, the Word, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 7 through 12. Jesus did not come to destroy the law. He said in Matthew 5, 17 and 18, "Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." The false religions have all been sent strong delusion that their souls may be damned. They are as far away from God as can be. All are led by the spirit of Satan through Roman Catholicism, which is the head of many other demonic cults throughout the world. 1 Timothy 1, verse 9, tells us what the law of God is for. The law is to condemn sinners, not to save them. This is why Jesus says you must have him and his Father living in you by faith after your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. The Spirit of God in Christ in you will give you the power to be perfect, as God commands us to be. We are never to willfully sin again. 1 Timothy 1, verses 9 through 13 says, "Knowing this, that the law of God is not made for a righteous man, a man that is saved is not condemned, because the sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, homosexuals, lesbians, adulterers, fornicators, all sinners, for men stealers, kidnappers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Paul and I understand the world to be ignorant, as we once were, and as millions of others still are. This is one of the reasons why we preach, write, and distribute the gospel, so people will no longer be ignorant of Christ the Word, who is the whole truth, how to be saved, heaven and hell. Also, we know God is not a kidder. He isn't kidding. We will go to the lake of fire if we don't get the word of God to the world, just the same as you will if you reject Christ, the word, the mercy of God. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior now, before you die, by saying this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.